Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Brian Rusk.
Welcome to the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520, blanketing 17 states on the East Coast as our signal carries from Montreal south to northern Florida and west to the Mississippi. I had the great pleasure of meeting our guests who are honorary grand marshals for the Pulaski Day Parade in Buffalo, New York, a few months ago. Their names are Conrad J. Lowell and Ivana Lowell, and they're involved with a company that is growing and growing and growing. I'm talking about Lowell International Foods from Illinois. And I'd like to tell you a little bit about their background. First of all, they charmed everybody in Buffalo, New York for the Pulaski Parade, and Ivana gave a beautiful speech at the gala along with the Secretary of State of Poland. Conrad Lowell is the President and Chief Executive Officer of Lowell International Foods, a premium specialty food importer and producer. Conrad built his company's reputation for integrity and distinguished Lowell by bringing in only the best of category food items. And a little information about Ivana Lowell. She grew up and attended high school in Lublin, Poland, which is located in southwest part of Poland. In 93, Ivana Lowell enrolled at the Wrocław University of Technology, from which she graduated in 1998 with a master's degree in business and MBA. And we're happy to have these tremendous executives in international foods with Lowell International Foods in Illinois with us today on the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. Let's talk a little bit about Lowell International Foods. What is the nature of your business? If both of you could tell us, what is it all about?
Okay, Lowell International Foods is an import and distribution company. We import food mostly from Poland. About 80% of imported food is from Poland and another 20% from other European countries. What it means, we import and wholesale. We are a distributor for supermarkets, for stores. We do sell also to public through internet, from our website, www.lowellfoods.com, and through Amazon, so basically directly to the customer. Mostly we sell to, as I said, to supermarkets, to ethnic and international stores. In the United States, World Market is selling our products, some of our products also across the United States. So, okay, what is the next question?
Well, let's hear from Ivana. Would you like to comment a little bit about the nature of your business?
It is like being on a mission, to promote Polish cuisine, and we always look for the best producer, the best taste, the best according to our preferences, I would say, which come from our tradition. And this is helping us to create the whole selection which we carry.
Okay. What I would add also,
yes,
when you look for products, we look for the best. We are not, we are looking for example, if I'm looking for a dill pickles, Polish dill pickles,
mm-hmm,
so we tasted in Poland maybe 20, 30, 40 different producers. And then we pick the one or two that we like the most. Quite often we also give to our employees different products and they tell us what they think about this product. So we, as I said, we are looking for the best products. When we decide which product are the best, we market them under our brand Global Foods. So our customers have confidence if they know that they bought in the past Polish dill pickle, Global Foods, Polish dill pickles, they are assured that if they buy Polish sausage or dairy products under local brands, they are also the highest quality. So that's how we always look for the best, for the highest quality.
Our mission
to not to sell just anything, but to sell the best. Because we do believe that Polish food is one of the best foods in the world, and it's definitely the best for Polish people.
Very good. And I know how proud you are of your heritage, because when Ivana Lowell spoke at the Pulaski Gala with the Secretary of State of Poland, Anna Maria Anders, she talked about the rich, beautiful Polish culture and language and heritage. Let's talk about how, if somebody is listening in New York or Cleveland or Toronto and they're interested in your products with Lowell International Foods, what is your website and the email address for them to get in touch?
Okay, the website is www.lowellfoods, LowellFoods.com. LowellFoods.com, or the best contact is through email, which is info@lowellfoods.com. info@lowellfoods.com.
Yeah, why don't you repeat it again if somebody's reaching for a pen or pencil? Give the website and the email address again, please, Conrad Lowell.
Okay, so the website is lowellfoods with S at the end, lowellfoods.com. And contact with our company is info@lowellfoods.com. Also, is the phone number is 847-349-1002. And this is 847-349-1002. But most important is to go through local ethnic stores and international stores, and we are in many stores across the United States. If we are not in a store, somebody cannot find us in his local international ethnic store, well, we'll be glad to, if somebody contacts us, and we contact the store, and stores are very glad to carry our products.
Yeah, so it will keep us growing.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, the business is growing, and if you look at the website and you look at this enormous warehouse on the website and all the trucks and employees, it's amazing. And on the biography of Conrad Lowell, the husband of Ivana Lowell, it has the quote, the headline, from taxi driver to corporate CEO living the American dream. And it's certainly the American dream if you see the vastness and growth of Lowell International Foods. If you're listening in Chicago or Buffalo or Montreal, drop us a note. We'd like to hear from you. Please write to Brian Rusk at ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. We always greet cards and letters from our Canadian and European listeners, as this station has received letters as far away as Scandinavia and New Zealand. A little plug here, Western New Yorkers love their traditions, and the AMPO Legal has been writing about Polish-American traditions and events for over 50 years. News and features from a Polish-American perspective can be found in this weekly newspaper, as well as recipes and a calendar of events. Don't miss out on the next cultural presentation or polka dance by reading the AMPO Legal. The AMPO Legal is available in many Tops and Wegman stores. For home delivery, call 716-835-9454. That's 716-835-9454 to have the latest news from Poland and Polonia in your mailbox each week. A little bit more information about our guest, Conrad J. Lowell, President and CEO of Lowell International Foods. His passion for good food and dairy began during his childhood when he worked on his family's small farm in a medieval town in Poland. They grew grains, sugar beets, tobacco, and potatoes, and raised cows, pigs, sheep, and chickens. The farm was powered entirely by hands and horses, as Conrad describes it. No modern machinery, no chemical pesticides, just the family, their hard work, and their intimate relationship with the land. Some more information about Ivana Lowell of Lowell International Foods. On December 31st, 1999, 19 years ago, at the New Year's Eve party, Ivana met her future husband, who was also on the program, Conrad Lowell. They were married at Chicago's Holy Name Cathedral in 2002. Since that time, they have been working together, growing Lowell International to become the largest importer and distributor of Polish foods in the United States. Our guest today on the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. Let's talk a little bit about the countries that you import from, because it's not just Poland, and the type of products you import from these different countries.
Yes, mostly we import from Poland. As I said, we are a Polish food importer, but also, since we are international foods, we import also from Greece. We import Greek feta, which is a very high, good quality, and it is also, the Greek people are telling us that we have one of the best feta. It is made from goat and sheep milk, high quality Greek feta. We import from
under Lowell Foods.
Yes, and also under Lowell Foods, yes, Lowell Food brand. We import cookies from Italy. We import chocolates from Lithuania, juices from Georgia, and coffees from Germany and Holland. But as I said, most of our products are from Poland, and the highest quality products from Poland. We import from the Polish, from Poland, we import preserves. We have a huge, I would say, amount of preserves. Dill pickles, vegetable salad, sauerkraut, beets. Our beets are very well received by American consumers, not only Polish consumers. We have dairy products, meat products, fish, juices, name it, everything.
Cheese,
meat. We have two locations from which we distribute our products. In Franklin Park, Illinois, 180,000 square feet. 180,000.
Big place.
Big place, yes, big place. And another location is on the East Coast from Edison, New Jersey, 55,000 square feet. We are on the look for a double size of the warehouse on the East Coast, at least double size, because we are too crowded already and we don't have enough space. So that's what we do. We grow the products and grow the customer base, and our goal and main goal is how to reach to those Poles or of Polish ethnicity that they do not live in Chicago or New York, where everybody can buy easily our product, but how to get to those who are outside of those locations. So this is our, if somebody has an idea or suggestions, we will be so happy and glad to hear the opinion. If somebody lives in Texas or somebody lives in Connecticut, or we do have many customers in Florida, but any other state that they do not have Polish food, we will be glad to hear.
Well, as we cover the entire East Coast of the United States, from Montreal to northern Florida, west of Mississippi, let's hear your website, phone number, and email address. So if somebody is listening in New York or Washington, D.C., or Buffalo or Toronto, how they can get in touch with you.
Yes, one more time, www.lowellfoods.com. lowellfoods.com. Lowell, that the name, Lowell, last name, Lowell Foods with the S at the end, .com, or email info@lowellfoods.com. Or the phone number, 847-349-1002.
Ivana, did you want to make any comments about the different countries that you import these foods from with Lowell Foods?
Oh, Khaled mentioned, I think, all of them. And maybe we can say that we plan to add more other countries, but it requires a lot of research and travels, and then we decide if we will add new products.
It's a funny how we decide what to import. Quite often we travel, and we look so funny because we stay in the hotel. We always go to a local supermarket. We buy different foods. Now, we cannot obviously open the can or a jar in a supermarket, so we have to bring everything to the hotel. People look at us like a bizarre. Those with shopping bags, they stay in a nice hotel downtown, let's say, Paris or Rome or Warsaw, and they come with those bags from supermarket. Well, now, when we come to the room, obviously we have to open everything and taste. It's illegal to bring food to the United States in suitcases.
Yeah.
So we have to try consume everything in a hotel and then write down what we think about, take pictures or bring the package. But again, people always look at us and they probably think we cannot afford the restaurant.
Well, they're probably very curious that these people are so hungry, bringing bags and bags of food, and they think you're probably going to have a big party in your hotel suite. Let's talk about how many products you import from Poland and other European countries. If you can give us more of a delineation of these types of products in Poland and the other European countries.
Okay, we do import about 2,500 products.
All of them together, premium.
All of them together, 2,500. As I said before, from a dairy, different cheeses and butter and sour creams. And we import preserves, many preserves, and fish products and juices and condiments, many. We also represent in the United States the biggest and the largest companies from Poland with the brands that are for many, many years. Like, for example, Wedel. We are an important distributor of Wedel. That is a chocolate producer for over 100 years. We import products well known like Prince Polo or Delizia. We import coffees, very exclusive coffee, Davidoff coffee.
It's not a perfume.
It's not a perfume, yes.
Okay.
People think Davidoff, people associate with cigar, mm-hmm. cigars and perfumes, but they also, Davidoff added to their portfolio a gourmet high quality coffees, and we are importer of this coffee to the United States. I say the best way is to go to our website. And
okay, please give the website, phone number, and email address again if somebody's listening in Chicago, Manhattan, New Jersey, Ohio, please.
Okay, so it's www.lowellfoods.com and info@lowellfoods.com. And phone number 847-349-1002. And many of our products also, they are on Amazon.com. So, and we are going to, before the holidays, before the Christmas, we are going to add more products to our local shop on our internet. We want to, as I said, we want to reach to those who are away from the Polish population, in the United States, like Chicago or New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Pennsylvania. So,
Ivana, any other comments about the different products you import from Poland and the other European countries?
Well, maybe I want to add that all people like our design, and Ivana is the designer. Mm-hmm. She has a degree in finance, and but she has a predisposition for design. She wanted to be an artist in Poland, and she wanted to study art, but her mother said, no, you study business to make money, and then you collect art with your money that you earn from the business. But she has inside her for the art.
The feeling. The feeling.
Well, what do you do with the design of the marketing of these products? How do you do that, Ivana Lowell?
Mostly what we do, we have to create the image. We have to create the image for the product because it is not existing. For the very beginning, first you have to create the image and you have to create the look. So this requires a very close cooperation for me with the graphic designer. So I am just next to the computer and trying to find the nice look. So it takes time. This is the first step and the main step, because if you don't do it right, then people will not like it. They will not take it from the shelf.
Yes, and I have to say that like any other business, we had designs that didn't work at all. Mm-hmm. And especially when I wanted something. So now I say, okay, let Ivana decide it. I decided sometimes in the past to have a product because I like it and not very many other people like it. Just only my
Well, it sounds like Ivana Lowell designs the image and then you help market that image. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, very good working together. Since we met each other in 1999, it was at the New Year's Eve ball in Warsaw, in a fancy hotel in Warsaw, downtown Warsaw. Mm-hmm. We've been together every day. We work together, we drive to work together, and we live together.
We complement each other.
It sounds like you're the dynamic duo. For those who just tuned into the Rusk Report on ESPN.
It's like a two-barrel gun. It's double.
Okay, that's good. That's good. You complement each other.
Yes, we don't see it otherwise.
You're listening to ESPN AM 1520 with our 50,000 watts of clear channel power. If you're listening in Cheektowaga, New York, Toronto, Ontario, or Manhattan, drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. Always greeting cards and letters from our Canadian and European listeners. A little more information about Conrad Lowell, President and CEO of Lowell International Foods. Upon completing his diploma, 5 years later, he enrolled in the University of Rural Science in Warsaw, Poland, to continue his horticultural studies. Through his dedication and academic achievement, Conrad Lowell was selected for a year-long exchange program to experience American farming. He traveled to upstate New York near the station and worked on a potato farm and an apple orchard. It was here that he began to dream the impossible, immigrating to the U.S. A little bit more information of Ivana Lowell with Lowell International Foods. She's involved with Lowell International, becoming the largest importer and distributor of Polish foods in the United States. Ivana shares Conrad's passion for promoting Polish foods in the USA. Let's talk a little bit more about how do we know what foods to import from foreign countries to the United States?
Well, first, we need to know, we need to find out what the market needs. Maybe I'll say how it was in the beginning that I got involved with food. Initially, I was importing magazines to the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, magazines were distributed through Polish delis on the East Coast, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, and later on Chicago and Chicago area. And I was only with magazines. And at that time, some of the stores were saying that they would like to have some luncheon meat products from Poland. This is a it was a nostalgia for people who remember when they were growing in Poland and going on vacation or anywhere to the mountains. They were always taking luncheon meat with them. It was kind of similar to a spam luncheon meat in the United States. So I heard from the people many times that it would be good to have this product in the United States, but it's impossible to bring. Nobody can import this product. So it was like curiosity. This is impossible. Why is it impossible? So I contacted USDA, United States Department of Agriculture, and asking how could one bring this product to the United States. And they explained to me, told me, first of all, I asked, why is it impossible to bring it? They said, no, it is possible, but you have to comply with all the laws and regulations. So I was the first one who brought this product to the United States. And then there were another products and another product. So mostly we listened to supermarkets, to stores, to customers, what would they want to have? Sometimes they recommend, sometimes we ask them if they would have another product. So it's this way that it's good to listen what the market needs. And or somebody would call us and say that I was in Poland last month and I had this wonderful product. Could you bring this product to the United States? So we take the information. Yes, we bring this to the United States. Not right away, because sometimes it takes time, but that's how we decide what to bring.
Very good. Again, if somebody's listening in Buffalo, New York, or Montreal, or Washington, D.C., what is your website, email address, and phone?
So it's www.lowellfoods.com, info@lowellfoods.com, and the phone number 847-349-1002. And then you have to listen for one, to press one, press two, depends what company to contact and who to contact.
Okay, I'm sorry, I have to bring the Rusk Report to a close. We've learned from two international foods leaders, Conrad and Ivana Lowell with Lowell International Foods in Illinois, of their great products that are consumed throughout the United States. Also, special thanks to Kevin Carr, Director of Production, for the past 15 years. Thank you for enlightening us, Ivana and Conrad Lowell of Lowell International Foods in Illinois. Have a great week.
You've been listening to The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at the Western New York community with news, features, and special guests. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Brian Rusk, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.